A warm winter afternoon allows the sun to shine directly onto the glass panes, reflecting the slow stroll of me passing by a customer-filled cafe window. Chapter House, right across the flimsy chalkboard sitting next to a creaky door, a woman in a red coat comes out with a steamy paper cup in hand. I was convinced by the afternoon rush that this place was truly delicious. I ordered something recommended by my roommate Elle, a Mexican cafe mocha. As I sit across from the busy counter at a perfectly sized table, I overhear the barista trying to figure out customers' go-to orders. What do you usually order, though? You definitely don't normally order a London Fog. Everyone was on the hunt for a London Fog, and the scent of bergamot was in the air. I grabbed the drink waiting for me on the counter and sat down to take in the art-filled walls around me. I feel inspired to create and at one with the art community of Philadelphia. With the small coffee plant I purchased next door at a plant shop, I started to write what inspires me the most. Coffee. Welcome, everybody, to the new episode of In a Cafe. I'm your host, Brian Greenwald, and today I'm going to be talking about how coffee shops act as safe spaces. Chapter House Coffee Shop felt like the exact definition of a safe space to me. The term safe space generally means a place or environment in which a person or category of people can feel confident that they will not be exposed to discrimination, criticism, harassment, or any other emotional or physical harm. In my research of safe spaces, one of the most common and accessible ones seemed to be coffee shops, especially in large cities. So, dissecting this, I looked through Philadelphia to find specific coffee shops that provide these safe spaces for queer or marginalized communities. Chapter House was the first on my list, and gladly so. I ended up talking to a barista there and asked them a few questions. One of the questions pertained to how they see their role as a barista contributing to the larger idea of creating a safe space for customers. Their response was, and I quote, "So many coffee shops try to push the idea of inclusivity, but aren't always. So I feel like my role in that is to be extra nice to queer and trans people that come through. I always default to they/them." Their response felt encouraging and impactful, understanding that the baristas here know what they are doing is providing a place for people to seek solace and not just to serve a cup of coffee, added a bit of warmth to my heart. So Habitat Coffee House was next on my list of places to explore. It's a brisk morning, and I just got off a phone call with my landlord to argue about the damage done to my apartment ceiling. I was looking for a space to escape my crumbling apartment in Chinatown. My first thought was head towards the neighborhood. I found a small coffee shop on the corner of 11th and Spruce Street named Habitat Coffee House. A perfect name for a perfectly sized, comfortable nest made for city folk looking for something warm to snuggle up with while they work. Right away from the outside, you can tell the type of people entering the space had been there before. This was a place people depended on. When entering the space, you pass tables and chairs small enough to fit one pair of people. The inside space is very small and compact, large enough to grab your coffee and go, but still able to see a few people. You immediately get a whiff of robust espresso when you open the door. I was able to grab an empty seat just in time before the early afternoon rush of people. Waiting for my cortado, I spot many customers coming and going. Many were in a rush and ready to get back to their busy lives. You can see the tirelessly working mindset in all of their attitudes. But once they had their coffee in hand, they somehow found the peace they were looking for. With great patience, I eagerly waited for my order, as the barista's clinking and clacking can be heard merely a couple of feet away from my seat. Their bodies shifted towards me from behind the counter, and I knew my cortado was ready. I was delighted with the calm yet productive environment I found myself in. The warmth I was looking for had reached my taste buds, and I finally found peace. I couldn't help but ask these baristas some questions as well, seeing as I was definitely going to be back here for another cup tomorrow. I wanted to understand the service here. So I asked, "Do you think being located in the neighborhood, there's a call to act as a safe space for queer individuals?" They responded with, and I quote, "Yes, especially because there are so many people in the central part of the city, not only in the neighborhood. I think it's really important. It's nice that a lot of people who work here are queer, and we attract a lot of queer customers." End quote. Habitat Coffee felt like a warm hug in the morning, and the natural light that finds its way in could brighten anyone's day. One concern I did have was, since it was such a small space, it definitely didn't feel like a great space to congregate with large groups of people. But if you needed alone time and needed a place where people would respect that, then this would be your place. I also explored Last Drop next. Last Drop Coffee, it felt like your go-to coffee shop for reading a newspaper with a warm cup right next to you, right before your work shift. I found that the best coffee shops in terms of interior design always rely on natural lighting, and this shop was no exception of that. The natural light hitting all of the natural wood, furniture, and tall ceilings, allowing the space to breathe, felt so comfortable. In conclusion to all these findings, I found that there's great safe spaces in Philadelphia, and it's easy to discover a new one every day just by taking a walk around. Mainly in Center City, but also I found in West Philly, there's a lot of shops just lying around as well, so that's a great spot in the city as well. A lot of cities can't say the same, and the search for a safe haven is a struggle many marginalized communities face every day. The best we could do is continue to build our own communities and places to congregate to further our knowledge of one another and let in the world around us, instead of pushing it apart. Be aware of the person you're sitting next to, and share this space with them. A quote that I pulled from an article written about a Philadelphia drag queen, Sasha Mala, talks about community in such a perfect way. She says, "The Philadelphia queer community is notoriously segregated by class and race. There are many drag queens in Philly that continue to perpetrate the segregation. Luckily, I came into drag where there's a resurgence of politics, especially with the newer queens, who remember that drag isn't only about being famous, getting on television, making podcasts, etc., but about a stronger queer community." That is where I will leave you all off today. I hope to continue this conversation in later episodes, and maybe even discover some new safe havens while we're at it. I'll see you all in the next episode. Have a lovely day. I've been your host, and I hope you have an amazing day. Okay, bye.